Hey friends, welcome back to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast. Have you been looking to clean up the products you're using in your home? Maybe that's cleaning products, health and beauty products, anything like that, but you're also really not sure where to start as far as what ingredients you should avoid? If that is you, then you are going to want to listen to today's episode because I am going to share with you five different ingredients that I avoid in the products I use in our home. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi friend, do you dream of having a garden but you don't know where to start? Do you want to switch to more natural products but feel overwhelmed by all the options? Do you believe that a holistic lifestyle would help your special needs kiddo but you're daunted by all the information out there? Welcome to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast, where you will learn how to work towards your dream for homesteading, gardening, and holistic living in small, simple steps that won't overwhelm you. Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm a wife, Jesus follower, and mom to some amazing kids. As some of my kids began experiencing health struggles and developmental delays, I decided it was time to switch to a holistic lifestyle. I quickly became stressed out and burnt out, feeling like I needed to change everything at once. I finally realized that I had to start making one small change at a time, then build from there. I learned to walk this holistic journey in a way that works for me and my family, without stress or overwhelm or constantly feeling like I wasn't doing enough. If you're ready to hear from another mama who understands what it's like to have no time and who can help you make changes towards better health for your family in a way that works for your specific life, then this is the podcast for you. Pop in your earbuds, reheat your coffee for the third time, and let's do this. All right, so maybe you have been like me in the past and you really wanted to start, trying to figure out how to clean up the products you're using in your home, whether that be the cleaning products, the products you use on your skin, the products you're putting on your kids, all of those things, but you start trying to do some online research and you quickly become overwhelmed with information overload and you don't know where to start. It feels like everything is really expensive or you don't even understand the words that you're reading as you're reading through this list of ingredients, and it can just feel like it's easier to just continue doing what you're already doing because you just don't feel like you have the bandwidth in order to actually make these changes. And I have been there before. And I just want to share with you today five ingredients that it's fairly simple to find these products on the label. A lot of times it's actually listed on the front of the product that it doesn't include these products, these ingredients in the product. And so I'm going to try to keep this simple, and I think this is a really good starting point. Now, these are not all of the things, all of the ingredients that I would avoid, but I think it's fairly straightforward, it's simple, and it's a very, very good starting point. If you can get these ingredients out of your home, you are going to be doing so much better as far as providing your family with good health, limiting the amount of toxins that they are exposed to, and honestly just making good small steps towards a healthier environment in your home. So let's go ahead and start with the very first one. The first one I would say, and some of these you may be familiar with, and if so, that's great. Maybe you're already doing these things. And if not, then this is a great place to start. And you may be wondering, why is this necessary? What's the big deal? And the Environmental Working Group, which is also known as EWG, they do have a website. They also have a database that will basically rate products for you based off of how clean the ingredients are. I believe it's called EWG Skin Deep. I'll try to remember to put a link to it down in the show notes. But EWG has said before that women average about 12 personal care products a day, and they're actually, by doing that, they're exposing themselves to around 168 chemical ingredients in a single day. So if you can begin to reduce the amount of chemical ingredients that you're exposing yourself and your family to, now you might not be using 12 products, but still, even if you're using half of that, that's a very large amount of chemical ingredients. And the thing is, you know, there will be different studies that will talk about whether something is or is not safe. And the issue is that we are not having studies on all of these ingredients being mixed together, such as we're using them, because you're using those 12 different products and you're mixing all of those chemical ingredients together. They have not been studied
to ensure that they are safe when you are mixing those ingredients together like we so frequently do in our various products. So like I said, if you can begin to really just decrease these ingredients that you are exposing yourself and your family to, it is only going to benefit yourself and your health. So let's start with the first one. It is parabens. So parabens are basically just a synthetic preservative. And there have been some different studies on them showing that they are considered a xenoestrogen, which is basically just a compound that mimics estrogen in the body. And because it does mimic estrogen in the body, it can lead to hormone disruption and a whole host of other things. So a lot of times, this is one of those that I was talking about. Often you will see on the front of a bottle, it will say it does not include parabens. So it can be something that can be fairly simple to locate, and because typically if a product does not include parabens, they want to promote that because it is a selling point for the people who are looking for things that don't include parabens. So in my opinion, it is fairly easy to ensure that this you can find a product that does not have parabens, and it's not that difficult to find them. Number two would be fragrances. This also actually includes natural fragrances as well. There have been studies showing that these natural fragrances and artificial fragrances can cause dermatitis and allergic reactions. And also, the thing with fragrance is it's basically considered a trade secret, so they don't have to label what is in that natural fragrance. It's the same with natural flavorings on foods. It can be considered a trade secret, and they can shove whatever chemicals they want to in there, and they don't have to tell you what it is. So if you can avoid natural fragrances or any kind of fragrance in general, in my opinion, that is your best bet. Also, some fragrances have been shown to have a neurotoxic effect, and also they have been shown to be endocrine disrupting. So overall, again, this is another one that's really simple to see, because usually you'll see on the front of the bottle, it will say that it is fragrance free. But again, even if it says fragrance free, I would still flip it over. Make sure you're not seeing anything about like natural fragrance or anything like that. I'm not talking about essential oils. I'm talking about something that actually says it is a natural fragrance or whatever, some kind of fragrance, whatever it may say on the bottle. I would still encourage you, yeah, you're probably going to see it on the front, but I would still encourage you just to flip it over and make sure. Number three is petroleum. So when you're looking for petroleum, the different types of ingredients that you're going to look for in that ingredient list would be things like petroleum, mineral oil, polyethylene, glycol, liquid paraffin, xylene. Those are all petroleum-based ingredients, and they can actually be contaminated with a probable carcinogen, which is basically just something that is capable of causing or promoting cancer. So this is obviously something, petroleum-based ingredients are not good for our health. It is something we do not want to be including in our cleaning or personal care products. Number four is SLS, or sodium lauryl sulfate. So this is often used in things like shampoo, detergents, and toothpaste, because it is what gives you like that good suds. So you have like a shampoo or a toothpaste, and what you'll notice is whenever you switch to a more natural ingredient that does not have SLS in it, you are not going to get as much of a foam. And while that does feel like a negative, and I think sometimes it can be a little bit of a mental hurdle to overcome, because for some reason we associate soap and foam and suds with being clean, the reality is that the only reason you're getting that really good sudsiness is because of SLS, which is harmful to your health and is not actually creating any more of a cleaning effect than if you have a product that does not have it in it. So SLS can actually irritate the mouth and disrupt the oral flora of your mouth, and it can also disrupt the skin microbiome. So this is something that you do want to make sure you're having a healthy microbiome in your mouth and on your skin. And so whenever we are using these products on our skin, in our hair, in our mouth, that can disrupt that microbiome, it really can throw things off of balance and impact our health as well. It can also actually irritate the skin and strip the hair and the skin of natural oils, which is going to be very drying to your hair and skin as well. Okay, the last one, number five, is phthalates. So phthalates are actually used to make plastic more durable. It's also called a plasticizer, and they have been linked to health issues like obesity, hypertension, reproductive, and endocrine issues. So it also has been shown, there have been studies showing that it has been linked to an increased risk in type 2 diabetes. You can actually find phthalates in things like vinyl flooring, actually, also in personal care products such as soap, shampoo, and hairsprays. And I will say, as far as the hairspray thing, this is kind of a little bit of a random rabbit trail, but I was thinking about this the other day. Hairspray is one thing that I do not use, and I wish I could use it. I was curling my hair yesterday, and it was kind of like just a nasty rainy day, and I knew I really needed some hairspray to get my curl to stay, but I have not been able to find a clean hairspray that does not include harmful ingredients. So if you know of one, please either DM me on Facebook or Instagram and share it with me, because I would love to find a hairspray. I have not used hairspray in years, and it is something I miss, but it is just something that I struggle to find a really good clean one. I've even looked, because I make a lot of my own natural products, and I just have not been able to find anything that would work well for me in the area of hairspray. So anyways, that's a little bit of a rabbit trail. Like I said, if you can help me out, I would love that. But you just want to make sure that you are avoiding those phthalates as well. And with all of these things, there are plenty of different studies and research done on these products proving that they are not healthy for our bodies. You can go to PubMed and type in phthalates and personal care products, or phthalates and obesity, whatever it is, like anything that we've mentioned, parabens and hormone disruption, and you're going to find stuff, because it just, unfortunately, our bodies were not made to process these ingredients, these chemicals that we have made that, again, weren't here naturally given by God. And so our bodies don't know what to do with them. And it really does begin to disrupt our health, our hormones, all kinds of different things. It can just increase our likelihood of being in poor health or even having some kind of disease. So the same with phthalates, like several of the others you're going to find on the bottle. It's going to say on the front that it is phthalate free. My personal preference is to just order from smaller companies wherever I can, or to make things myself, because then I know exactly what goes in the ingredients. I understand not everyone has the capacity to make products themselves. And whenever I first started out, I certainly did not make products myself. I just found a couple companies that I knew I really trusted, and that's who I bought from. And then I just made cleaning stuff myself, just super basic, simple ingredients. I actually think I have a few episodes, I'll try to remember to link those as well, about some very basic cleaning products you could use. And I just kept it really simple. As I've grown over the years, and really, I enjoy making my own personal products. It also saves me money. So I really like doing that. And that might be something you're open and ready to do. But if not, look for those small companies that you really, really like, that you want to support, and that you can go and read their ingredients. And it's just a very straightforward list. You don't have to wonder what this is or what that is or anything like that. And if that's out of your budget, then like I said, go to the store and try to find something with these five things at least removed from it, and you're going to be doing so much better than most of the people around you, and you're really going to be helping your family and their health. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I would love for you to come join us, hang out with us over in our Facebook community. I've actually been trying to take a few pictures and videos and stuff that I'm going to start getting ready to post over there of my garden and everything I have going on as far as projects at our house, and I would love to share that with you. You can find our community at bit.ly/motherhoodcommunity, and I will also post it down in the description below. I will also be dropping a bonus episode really soon. I actually haven't decided which day just yet, but be on the lookout for that, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I will see you back next time. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who is wanting to live more holistically without the overwhelm? Also, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. It blesses and encourages me to know that this show is helping you. All right, friends, it's time for me to go work in the garden and make some homemade bone broth. I will see you back next week.